Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle this morning.
Yeah, this is a really interesting story. The British tabloids are telling us that they've been seeing this coming for a while. But Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced yesterday that they're going to step back as senior members of the royal family. So I guess that doesn't mean they're quitting or renouncing their fancy titles. They will still be the Duke and the Duchess of Sussex. They've just decided to carve out a progressive new role with this institution, is what they're calling it.
Wow.
Part of that includes becoming financially independent. They're also going to split their time between the UK and North America. Harry has a series on mental health in the works for Apple TV Plus. They also want to be free to interact with the media in any way that they see fit. So the family currently participates in something called the Royal Rota System. Hmm. It's basically a pool of British press organizations that get exclusive access to official engagements of the royal family. And Harry and Meghan have not been happy with how the British media has been treating them. Harry recently complained about the way they've been trying to juice up the feud between him and his brother, Prince William. And then Meghan adds, you know, the biggest thing I know is that I never thought this would be easy, but I thought it would be fair. And that's the part that's really hard to reconcile.
Yeah. She hasn't watched The Crown because it ain't fair. You know, think about the freedom, though, that they will have. She, you know, she, an American, you know, she can say and think what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
She goes into this
very restrictive environment.
Yeah.
Where she can't even, because she was like very actively involved in social media. Remember, she had a blog. She was doing her own Instagram stuff. She had her own companies, and she had to do away with all of that.
Yeah, now you can't open your mouth without clearing it through the palace.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, and speaking about clearing that with the palace, they did not tell anybody in the family beforehand, and it threw the entire royal family for a loop. Response from Buckingham Palace kind of backs that up. They said, discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through.
Wow.
I know.
This is interesting. I'm excited to see how this all plays out.
Really, some of the hashtags are kind of funny. Hashtag Megxit.
Oh yeah.
Instead of Brexit.
Instead of Brexit.
That's funny.
Megxit.
That's funny.
I know it. And somebody else congratulated her on Yoko Onoing the royal family.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Justin Bieber has been working on his mental health these past few years, but it turns out he's also been dealing with some heavy physical issues. In an Instagram post yesterday, he put it all out there. He said, while a lot of people kept saying Justin Bieber looks like you-know-what on meth, etc., they failed to realize I've been recently diagnosed with Lyme disease.
Oh, God.
Well,
that's a beast.
Not only that, he goes on to say, I had a serious case of chronic mono.
That's not good either.
Which affected my skin, brain function, energy, and overall health. He said, these things will be explained further in a docuseries I'm putting on YouTube shortly.
Oh, yeah, that's coming out soon.
He said, you can learn all that I've been battling and overcoming. It's been a rough couple of years, but getting the right treatment that will help treat this so far incurable disease, and I will be back better than ever.
Wow.
And then he asked his fans to buy his song so he can get to number one.
What's up, guys? There's a possibility I can go number one on Billboard, but I need your help. You got to go right now to iTunes and actually purchase the song. I'm always competitive. I always want to go for the number one spot. This is what we do. Come on, guys. Let's make it happen. I love you guys so much. You guys are the best. If it doesn't happen, it's all good, but let's freaking try. Let's go hard. Happy New Year. Love you.
Let's freaking try.
Yeah. Let's try.
That show comes out January 27th at noon, and I guess it's one of those like progressive things. Like they give you new episodes each Monday and Wednesday at noon, starting January 27th until they're out. I know. Isn't that kind of like they usually do like all at once?
Right.
And this is like one of those sporadic
things. Make you wait for it a little bit.
Yeah.
Lauren.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you doing this morning?
Great, thank you. How are you guys?
Excellent.
I got your three headlines. You pick the real one. You're seeing Fortune at the Ensemble Theater.
Awesome, thank you.
You're so welcome. So here we go. Which one is the real one? Is it A? Kid fails driving test for the 12th time after parallel parking on top of a fire hydrant. Zippy, DMV worker dumped 64-ounce Mountain Dew on guy who forgot to bring a second form of ID. Or C, a lady is so upset over long DMV lines that she beats up the staff.
I'm going to go with C.
You got it.
That's
all right,
one.
Lauren. Good job.
Thank you.
Waiting in line, especially a long line at the DMV, I just sort of chalk up to is that's just part of the experience.
You got to plan for that. Yeah. Plan for that and celebrate if it doesn't happen.
Pretty much all that. No, going in. Well, most of us. Apparently not all of us. There's a 28-year-old woman named Shauna Joseph from Jersey City, New Jersey. She went to the DMV on Tuesday afternoon, and apparently she got very frustrated with the long line in front of her. So she just started attacking the employees and trying to beat them up, and she smashed like $23,000 worth of computers and equipment and kicked the police officers who showed up to arrest her. I guess the cops found a cigarette on her that was laced with PCP, which would explain a few things. She was arrested for criminal mischief, drug possession, aggravated assault, and hindering apprehension.
Yeah. Mm, not good.
So there you go.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.